Welcome to all those that are with us from all over the world. See people from the United States at 1 a.m. in the morning, from Miron, from Yerushalayim, all over. Welcome. Today we begin Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Netilas Yodayim Lesuda, the laws regarding washing hands for bread, Ubetzias Apas, and all the laws related to eating bread. Rav Nosson Zal has incredible, enlightening information on this topic. When a person comes to eat bread, which requires the bracha hamoitzi lech min oretz, yitoil yodov, the person must first wash their hands. This is in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin b'maymar uviyoim habikurim Simen Nun Vov, that this halacha will be based on chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal begins, eating is what keeps a person alive. And the main power and energy and life that's found in food, which gives a person life, is the das, the seichel that's found in the food. Remember, Rabbeinu Zal begins the Likutei Moran by saying that everything in the world has chachma, has seichel, and it's our mission to look for the seichel that's in everything. The pasuk says, "Kulam bechachma siso." Hashem created everything with chachma, and it also says in Koheles, "Hachachma techaye ba'oleho." Chachma gives life to the one who acquires it. So, if food gives us life, it's the chokhmah, the seichel digdusha that's in the food that gives us that life. Ki b'chol dover yesh boi chokhmah, because everything has chokhmah in it. V'al yedei zeh yesh loy koyach lahachyos es nefesh ha'odom. And that's what enables the food to give us energy, life. U'bifrat achilas ish ha'yisraeli, especially when a religious Jew is eating, Shehu rak kedei lahachyos es nafshei digdusha, where the person's eating is really only to sustain their soul, to give their soul the ability to serve Hashem. Kamasha Kosuf, as it says in Mishlei, tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. A tzadik eats to satisfy the soul. It's not a physical experience. It's not because it tastes good or because the food is in front of me or it smells good. I'm eating because in order for my soul, in order for my neshama to be able to do mitzvahs, I need the body in good working order. Nimtza, shalidei hoachila mekablen chius. So therefore, through eating, we receive life, energy, hainu chochma, also seichel, umechayin es hanefesh, which gives life to the soul. Now remember, the word nefesh, depending on what the context is, it could mean different things. Sometimes the word nefesh is used as a substitute for the word neshama. The word nefesh is used as a catch-all term to refer to the ruchnius inside of us. Sometimes when we're speaking in more detail, then the nefesh is the lowest part of the spiritual section of the person. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama, and further and further. V'alkein, ubechinas hamshochas chayim va'arichas yomim l'toich hamalchus. Rav Nosson Zal says now, based on what we just learned, the process of eating is another example of what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about malchus, the attribute of malchus, and he says that malchus requires an injection of life, because we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Horabonus mikaberes es ba'aleho, that rabonus, leadership, buries the one who acquires it. So malchus buries, it's dead or buries, it has no life of its own. We have to bring light into the malchus. Malchus is the moon, the levona, which has no light of its own. It has to receive and reflect the light of the sun. So there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says that part of our mission in this world is to draw chayim, to draw chius into the malchus, in order to give it life. And he says that's why the Torah says it's so important for the king to always have a sefer Torah with him, because the Torah is life. And the Malchus, the Melech, needs it more than anybody else. The Pasuk says, the Koraboy Kol Yemei Chayov. He will call to Hashem. Through the Torah, the king is calling Hashem. Hashem, Hashem. And by calling Hashem, you access Hashem. You gain access to the Chiyus from Hashem. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us a parallel experience when a person is eating properly. V'alkein, and therefore, hu bechinas hamshochas chayim va'arichas yomim l'toy hamalchus. The process of eating properly is also a process of drawing life, and long life specifically, like it says in the pasuk about the melech, l'man yarich yomim al mamlachtoi, into the malchus. Ki ha'nefesh hu bechinas malchus. Because the nefesh, the term nefesh, is also associated with malchus, in the context that nefesh is the lowest part of the spiritual portion of the person, just like malchus is the lowest one of the spheroids. So nefesh is associated with malchus. V'alkein ikra hamozoin hem chamisha minei dogon. And it's for this reason that the most important, highest level food are the five grains. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Chita, so'ira, etc. Kihein bechinas das. Because grains, these grains represent das. As the Gemara says in Brochas, kol tinoik shetoyim tam dogon, that a child, when the child becomes old enough to be able to eat grains and to recognize the taste of grain, that's when the child is considered intelligent. That's when the intellect of the child begins. So we see that dogon, vehemin e dogon, represents seichel, das. Vezeh hemin e dogon, and this is why there are specifically five types of grain, keneged he hadas, because the letter he very often is used to represent das. We know that in dikduk, in Hebrew grammar, you have the word shulchan, table. The word shulchan, table, could mean any table. If I say ha-shulchan, the table, it means you know which one we're talking about. It's called hey hayedia, the one that you know about, the one that we referred to earlier, the one that we're talking about. Definitive. It's called, exactly, definitive. Hey hayedia, it's called. So the letter hey represents das in that sense. So this is why the most important food is grain, and grain is five types of grain, because food is das. What we're really looking for the food is the das energy in the food. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 53 of Likut Imran, where he speaks about the hay being associated with das. V'alkein heim meizan zayni. And this is why the Gemara says over there, grain is what satisfies a person. V'lechem levav enosh yisod. Pita sado deliba, the Gemara says. Pita, bread satisfies, grain satisfies, it nourishes. Ki ikara hamozoin v'hasvio humei hadasanal. Because the main food and the main satiation from food comes from the das that's malubash in the food. Umachmas chashivu samzois. And because of this significance, the grain especially represents das, kavu lehem brocha b'fnei atzmon. This is why the rabbis established a unique bracha for bread. V'alkein tiknu levorech hamoitzi behei daika. And this is why there's a whole major debate in the Gemara whether the bracha on bread should be moitzi lechem in oretz or hamoitzi. And the halach is hamoitzi, and we stress the hay. The Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to say the hay a little stronger. Bechinas hay hadas anal. That hay over there is the hay that represents das. That's what I'm looking to connect to when I'm eating bread. Vafilu al chameshes minei dogon, ein mevorchen hamoitzi, kiim al mashenikro lechem daiko. And even if I'm eating foods that are made from the five types of grain, I don't make the brocha hamoitzi only on that which is called lechem, bread. Aval ashar macholim shoysemehem, but other foods that are made from these grains, kegoin pasa bo bekisnin, such as cake, ushar minin, ein mevorchen aleim hamoitzi, and other species, we do not make hamoitzi on them, rather mezoinus. Ki lechem hu bechinas das, because bread specifically represents das, shehu bechinas lechem in hashamayim. And das is sometimes referred to as bread coming from heaven, like the mon. The mon was called brain food, and bread is called brain food, as we're going to see soon. Shekosav shom Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about that, about the mon, in chapter 56 in Likut Imran. Ukema shekosav, and it says Mishle, when it speaks about studying Torah, which is das, it says, lechu lachamu balachmi, go and do battle with my bread. Ve'ikar ha'lechem huma shenikro lechem linyan matzo. And the real bread is that which is classified as bread regarding the topic of matzo versus chametz. Dehainu sheyochoy lovoy lidei chimutz. We're talking about a type of dough that has the potential to become bread, to rise. K'may shehevi ha'mogon Avram shom, as the Mogen Avram explains in Shulchan Aruch, ki ikar hadas hu lechem shel matzo. The Gemara says, uga shehoitziu mimitzrayim to'amu bo tam mon, that the cakes which the Jews took out of Egypt, which means the matzahs that we baked in Egypt that we took out, they had the taste of mon, that spiritual taste, that high level ruchnius, that das. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Nun Vav and Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Umatzo ein nikra kiim kishayochoy lovo yelidei chimutz. And it's not classified as matzah unless that dough had the potential to become bread, to ferment. Im yiyu mashinoisa, if they would have allowed it to rise. Dehainu kishaniloy shemai, meaning only if it was kneaded with water. I'd like to pause here to add a little light, a little clarification to this. Some things that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha. First of all, when we talk about grains, we know that the highest level grain is wheat, chita. Chita is called human food in the Gemara. Barley, which is the next highest, is already referred to as Meichel Behema in the Gemara. Chita, the Zohar HaKadosh says, chita is Begematria 22, to show that this is what unlocks the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis for a person. When a person eats chita, that's what opens up the person's brain to be able to receive the das of the Torah Kedoshah. This is one of the reasons why one of the major opinions regarding the Eitz Hadas is that it was chita, it was wheat. Chita is brain food. Number one, there's a medrash that says that if you meet somebody during the day and you hear them talking nonsense, you can assume that they probably didn't have their bread in the morning. They didn't have pashachris. They didn't have this wheat or this grain, which would empower their brain. They'd be talking sensibly. Now the word lechem, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, lechem is bigematria 3 times yud kei vav kei, to show that it corresponds to the 3 parts of the brain. Chochma bina das, or keser chochma bina. So bread, lechem, is bigematria 3 times yud kei vav kei, to show that bread is brain food. It's also brought that the word pas, which is the Aramaic word for bread, pas is bigematria talmud. Talmud means the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara in Baba Metzia speaks about this very, very strongly. The Gemara speaks about the significance that after a Jew finishes davening in the morning, before you go to learn, you should have pas shachris. Person should have bread in the morning to open their brain to Limud HaTorah. And the Gemara says that this bread, this pas shachris, saves a person. The word halechem is the same letters as the word machalo. There's a pasuk, kol ha-machalo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosim olecha. Machla means sicknesses. And the Gemara in Baba Metzia says that the word machla is bigematria 83. It refers to 83 different types of sicknesses, which when a person has pas shachris, when a person eats bread in the morning, it's a shmira, it's a protection from these 83 different types of sicknesses. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, spoke about this to his Talmidim and stressed during his time already, 50, 60 years ago, it was becoming a minhag and a choik and not to eat bread in the morning. No bread, grains are no good, all kinds of shitas of avoiding bread in general, staying away from all grains and bread in the morning. And he made it very clear that al pi Torah, it's a very good thing, if possible, for a person to have pashachas. And he was makbid every single morning to wash. One of the leading rabbis in Breslov, the Bir Halikutim Zal, Reb Avram Reb Nachman, said that for starters, a person eats bread in the morning, it's seven brachos that you can only make if you're having bread. All the other shortcuts, you lose out on these seven major brachos, especially Birchas Hamazon is one of the rare brachos, which is midoraisa. So it's very significant. My Rebbe, Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, Reb Moshe Burstein, all of the Breslov Hasidim that I saw, the rabbis, this was a norm. This was assumed, again, because it's in the Gemara, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Zohar Kodesh, it's all over. Highly recommended, if possible. Question?
Matzah okay?
Yes. Is matzah okay? Yes. Does it have to be wheat? As far as I know, doesn't have to be. Could be rye, any of the grains. But again, the kavana, the intention, I learn about this, I learned the Gemara, I learned the Shulchan Aruch, I learned the Sifrei Kabbalah, so I know that there's a significance to this. And we're going to see Rav Nosson Zal has spectacular chidushin about bread, hamoitzi. We're going to learn so much about this, that this is so significant, so special. I know that there are people that say that the bread today is not what it was. The grains today are bleached. So within bread, within grain, a person should try to eat what's most healthy. Obviously, the best that they can, each person on their madrega, each person on the level they can. But certainly not to brush this off, not to just erase this from the Torah or our lives, chas v'shalom. Any questions, please?
What about mezoinos?
Mezoinos, I saw that in circumstances, for example, when we were traveling, when it wasn't possible to have bread, or when it wasn't reasonable, then as a bidyeved, as a second choice, they would use mezoinos. Again, for paschachris, or even, let's say, for malava malka, bidyeved. If there wasn't bread available or something like that, then mezoinos is a second choice. Okay. I saw the question was asked about spelt, and we mentioned that all the grains, Rav Nosson Zal includes all the grains here, that they are all part of this hay, this das. Let's continue. Rav Nosson Zal explains, kizeh klal, because this is a very important rule, sha sitra achra koruch achar hakidusha, that the sitra achra is always chasing after and trying to latch onto the kedusha, the holiness. Ubechol mokim sheyesh kedusha yiserasham, and wherever there is a higher level of holiness, shom the kedusha yisera, shom nimtzeis hasitra achra, you'll find the sitra achra there, levakesh mokim linoik sham, looking for a place to draw power from, to draw energy from there. V'alkein, and therefore, b'mokim sheroyin hisgabrus ha-sitra achra, in those places where you see that the sitra achra is trying very hard, yoidim, you can know, shebevadai b'mokim hazeh yesh kidusha gedoyla, that there's a very high level holiness there, and that's why the sitra achra is battling to try to attack it, to try to grab onto it. V'alkein ein yoitzin yidei choyvas matzah, kiin kishayochoy lovo yidei chimutz. And this is why the halacha regarding Pesach is that matzah does not qualify as matzah unless that dough could have become chametz. Had it been allowed to stand, it could have become chametz. Ki oz daika hu halechem shubchinas das shubchinas matzah. Because it's only if that dough had the potential to become chametz, then that's the lechem we're talking about that qualifies as matzah. I wanted to add one other point that I forgot before. when I was talking, giving the introductory material, the Arizal says that matzah, again, matzah, the Zohar HaKadosh calls it medicine. It's called asvasa. It's medicine. It's very, very holy food. And the Arizal says that the word matzah is bigematria of sog, ayin beis and samach gimel, which are two of the formats of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. We've spoken about this in the past, that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which correspond to the spheroids. Yud is Chachma, He is Bina, Vav is the six spheroids of Chesed through Yesoi, and the last He is Malchus. So Yud and He are Chachma and Bina. Corresponding to Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have Av, Sog, Ma, and Bon, the four filled out formats of Yud Kei Vav Kei, where you spell Av is Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud, Sog is the same thing, but Vav is just Vav Vav, etc. So the first two, which are Chachma and Bina, Av and Sog, which are Chachma and Bina, are Bigematria Matzah, to show again that matzah is das, matzah is brain food, it's chachma bina da, it's, that's what it is. Excuse me? In sog? Possibly, yeah. Continue. V'alkein, and therefore, im loyhoyu nizhorim l'shomroi heitev, had we not been watching that dough carefully, bevada yofoi lidei chimutz, it would definitely become chametz shehu sitra demoisa. Chametz is referred to as death, sitra achra, malach hamoves. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, kol machmetzes loy sechelu. There's a pasuk in Chumash which speaks about not eating chametz on Pesach, and it's called machmetzes. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, take a look at the word machmetzes. The outer letters are mem and tof, mace. The inner letters are chametz. The Zohar HaKadosh says chametz, mace. That chametz is associated with death, sitra demoisa. Ki hi nimseis b'mokoyim sheyesh sham kedusha. Because again, the sitra achra, the sitra demoves, is found with his holiness, shubchinas das. Ki ikar hakedusha hu hadas. Because holiness is synonymous with das. We know the Gemara says a person only commits sins if a ruach shtusin enters into them. So again, das is Torah, das is kedusha, lack of das is sin, sitra achra. V'ho ikar tolui kishoh iso niloy shemayim. And the main thing is dependent on the dough being kneaded with water. Shehein b'chinas chasodim. Water usually represents meimei hachesed, kindness, shehu b'chinas das, which also goes together with das. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in many places in Likutei Moran, that without das, you don't know what kindness is. This, when a person has kindness without intellect, they'll give a baby a piece of steak and kill the baby with kindness, Rahman al-Islam. So chesed must go together with das. V'oz nikro lechem, and then it's called bread, b'chinas lechem en ha-shamayim, b'chinas das, b'chinas matzah, v'oz yochol lo v'dei chimutz kanal, and then it has the potential to become chametz. That's one requirement. V'gam sheyia dafko mechameshes mine dogon, and in addition, it must be from the five grains, not corn flour, not other types of things. Shehim b'chinas das kanal, which we said before, represent das. V'alkein ein yoitz nidei choyvas matzah kiyim b'chamisha minei dogon. And this is why the Gemara says that we do not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach unless it was made from one of these five grains. V'alkein ein mevorchen hamoitzi kiyim alechem kozeh sheroi liyos matzah. And so too, we don't make the bracha moitzi on other than bread that could be matzah. It's been made from grains and in such a way that it could be matzah. Ki oz hu b'chinas das kanal, because then it's das. So now the question is, again, we seem to be implying that chametz is terrible. It's sitra d'moisa. Then why are we eating this all year round? And even though throughout the rest of the year we are eating chametz, afal pikein, still, me'achar shehoya roi liyos matzah, since that could have been made into matzah, v'nikra lechem, and it's called lechem, nimsa sheyesh boi hislabshus digdusha. We see therefore that it has holiness in it. Dahainu das, rak shehadas hu bebechinas hastoro. It's just that the das in chametz is very hidden. Hainu shenis chametz. It became chametz. It fermented. Ki chametz hu sitra demoisa, because chametz is usually referred to as sitra achra, death. Hepech chayim v'arichas yomim, the opposite of life and longevity of life. Hainu bechinas hastoras hadas. So therefore, chametz represents lack of das, the hiddenness of das. V'alkein onu yecholin lochloi. And that's why we can eat it throughout the rest of the year. Ki yesh lanu koyach legaloi sahastoro ulahachziro ledas. Because throughout the rest of the year, we have the ability to reveal that das that's hidden in the chametz and to restore it al yedei shekvar zochinu lekabolas haTorah, because we already received the Torah on Shavuos. So then you would say we shouldn't be eating chametz until after Shavuos. Rav Nosson Zal explains in other places that from Shvi Shel Pesach, because on Shvi Shel Pesach is when we had Kriyas Yamsuf, and then Roaso Shivcho Alayam Ashalay Roy Cheskel Ben Buzi, there was such an incredible revelation of the divine spirit of Hashem at Kriyas Yamsuf. That was considered already the beginning of the revelation of Torah. And it's from then that chametz becomes permissible already, after Shvi Shel Pesach. Sha'al yodo megalin ha'astorah. And it's through the Torah that we reveal the hastorah. K'moy shemavur shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this very clearly in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. U'befrat, and especially, Shafilu achilasenu bi'atzmoi hu al pi haTorah. Our whole eating is based on the Torah. The brachas we make, the choices of food, what we're allowed to eat, what we're not allowed to eat, how much, it's all based on Torah. V'yesh bo kama dinim, and there are many halachas that we're engaging during the process of eating. The kama brachas, and many blessings. Shal yideihem onu megalin haStorah. Through this, we reveal that hidden das that's found even in the chametz. U'kamashi yizbor lahalan, Rav Nosson Zal says, as I will explain shortly. V'alkein choshiv dafka lechem chametz yoyser miminim she'enom nishamtzim. And this is why the type of bread, the type of cake that can become chametz is considered to be on a higher level than those types of bread or grain that cannot become chametz. Ki ein shom hislapshus hadas kol kach, because in the other ones there is not so much das included in them, hidden in them. U'machmazeh ein boim ledei chimutz kanal, and that's why they can't become chametz. Ki ein hasitruch achra misgaber sham kol kach, because the sitra achra is not trying that hard to attach itself to those other grain, to those other types of bread. Any questions, please?
By putting your 10 fingers on the bread, there's another 10 mitzvahs.
Sure.
The Torah then.
We're going to have a lot related to the 10 words in the Bracha HaMoitzi, the 10 fingers with which we hold the bread, is quite a bit. And the 10 different malachis, the 10 different types of work that are needed to produce the final product of bread. V'alkein, and therefore, k'sheyotz Yisrael m'Mitzrayim, hukruchu lechol matzo daika. When the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, we had to eat matzah specifically. Ki oz loyhoyu lehem kabolas haTorah adayim. Because at that point, we had not yet received the Torah. V'alkein hukruchu lotzeis b'menusa. And this is also why we were forced to run out of Egypt like bandits running out. Ki hoyo adayim rishus paroy alehem. because we still had the power of Paroi over us. We see he still came chasing after us, even after we got out of Mitzrayim. Shehu bechinas ha-hastorah. Paroi represents this hastorah, this hiddenness of the light. Kihu oisyois ha-oiref. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word Paroi is the letters ha-oiref, which means the back of the head. And the Jewish people at that point in time did not yet have the power to destroy, to break and eliminate the Haftarah, because we had not yet received the Torah. That's why we had to run out of Mitzrayim. Ayin Shem, look over there in the Tikkunei Zohar. And that's why we were limited at the time. We had to eat specifically matzah. Shehu bechinas etzem hakedusha koidem hislav shusa besitra achra. Matzah represents a holiness that has not yet become covered up or attached to the sitra achra in any way. The bechinas hastorah, where the sitra achra would be covering the kedusha. Ki Hashem yizborach. Because when we came out of Mitzrayim on that night of Pesach, Hashem lifted us up way, way above the level that we really deserved to be on and the level that we were up to at the time. Because it wasn't possible to rescue us, to save us any other way, other than Hashem jumping in and grabbing us and showing us, shining an incredibly bright light upon us, as the Arizal explains. Ki matzah hu bechinas das godol u kedusha gedol amoy, because matzah is a very high level of das and holiness. As we said before, matzah is of sog, super high level of kedusha. Ki hi bechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim, because matzah corresponds to machloikis on the highest level, a machloikis for the sake of Hashem, which Rabbeinu Zal elaborates over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. He speaks about shalom, and he says there's a higher level than shalom, which is called machloikis l'shem shamayim. And he tells us there that the Zohar Kodesh says, machloikis shamay hillel is roshe tevois Moshe. Moshe, who represents the epitome of Das, Shleimus HaDas, Moshe is Roshei Tevois Machloikis Shamai Hillel, which is Machloikis L'Shem Shamayim. Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 56 goes into this at length. Shehu Bechinas Eilu Vo'eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim. This is what the Gemara says, that when you have Machloikis L'Shem Shamayim, holy Machloikis, this opinion and this opinion are both the words of the living Hashem. The first letters of Divrei Elokim Chaim spell the word Echad. These seemingly two opinions are really part of the oneness of Hashem. Again, it's Machloikis Shamai, it's Moshe. It's all part of that Das, that super high level Das. Shehu Bechinas Darkei Hashem. This is the concept of the paths of Hashem, which are all Shehu Madrega Gedola Ma'oid Ma'oid, which is an incredibly high level. Avol Chametz, Shehu Bechinas Hislapshus HaKedusha Basidra Achra, whereas Chametz, which represents a holiness that's covered, that's cloaked by in the Sidra Achra, the Hainu Shenis Chamtso Ha'isa, meaning that the dough already fermented. Shehoisa Ra'uya Lias Matzah, this dough which was could have been matzah, Vehu Bechinas Hastora, and it's in a state of Hastora, Loihoyu Yechoylen Lechol Kanal. We couldn't eat that at that time when we came out of Egypt. Ki Loihoyu Lehem Koyach Levatel Hastora Kanal. Because we weren't on the level, we didn't have the power to eliminate the Hastora, to remove the covering. Avlacharkach. However, afterwards, Kisherodfu Mitzrayim Achrayim, when the Egyptians chased after us, at first, it was very difficult for Hashem Kaviyochel to go ahead and split the Red Sea for us and save us and drown the Egyptians. Shehim Mapolas Paroi, which was the downfall of Paroi, Shehu bichinas bitul hastara, which is the elimination of the hastara, veliskois ledas. Why was it difficult? Kiloi hoiso lehemos hatoira, because we didn't have the Torah yet, veloi hoyo lehem koyach lazeh, and therefore we didn't have the power to achieve this. V'zeh shomer Rabbi Senezal, this is why the Medrash says, she'omar sar shalyam, the angel who represented the sea, said to Hashem, came with a claim, ma nishtana elam elu, how are the Jews any different from the Egyptians? Why should I split for the Jews and drown the Egyptians? Dahainu me'achar she'en lohem Torah kanal. Since the Jews don't have the Torah yet, what makes us any different from the Egyptians? V'achar kach, however, afterwards, kishenishbaru, when the koyach of the sitrachra was destroyed, v'nitbu bayam, and the Egyptians drowned in the sea, al pichazde Hashem, through the great kindness of Hashem, bischus avos, in the schus of the avos hakdoshim, the oz nishbar koyach paroi shehi hastora, that's when the power of paroi, which is this hastora, was broken, oz hutara chomeitz, and that's when chomeitz became permissible. The alkein achar shvi shel pesach, mutara chomeitz. Therefore, after the seventh day of Pesach, or in Chutz Laretz, it's after Achroin Shel Pesach, after the eighth day, Chometz becomes permissible. I heard from Rav Rosenfeld that in Oz Yoshir, we say, Oshiro Lashem, Ki Goy Go, let's sing to Hashem, because Hashem is great, referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. The word Go'oi, Gimel Aleph Hey, makes up the first letters of Gimel Ovois Hakdoshim, our three holy forefathers, in whose schus Hashem split the Red Sea. Gimel Avos HaKadoshim. V'ze pirush, now we can understand what the Pasuk says in Chumash. V'yoyfu b'nei Yisrael es habotzeik ugois matzois. The Jews baked the dough into matzah cakes. Ki loy chometz, not chometz. You know why? Ki gershu mimitzrayim, because we were chased out of Egypt, and we couldn't procrastinate, we couldn't delay, we had to run. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, this teaches us that we had to, we were forced to eat matzah, not chametz. You know why? Ki gorshu mi Mitzrayim, because we ran out of Mitzrayim. Ki gorshu daika. Hainu shehuchruchu lotzeis b'chipozoinu b'menusa. We had to run out of Egypt quick. We couldn't procrastinate. We couldn't delay. We couldn't wait. Kimuva b'sforim, as is brought in all Sifrei Kodesh, shem hayushoyim k'tzas sham, that had we delayed even a little bit longer over there, hayu nisharin shkuin benun shari tumachas sham, we would have remained sunken into all 50 levels of tumah, chas sham, and never gotten out of there. And because of the fact that the forces of the Sitrachra, the Hastara, Paroi, still had power, Shebechinas Paroi, Rak Sheborchumisham, just that we were able to run away from there, Bechipoz and Godel, in a great rush, Alkein Loihoyu Rishoy Lechel Chometz Kiyamatz Kanal. That's why we were forbidden to eat Chometz, we were forced to eat Matzah, Shehu Bechinas. This is related to what the Sifrei Kabbalah explained, that Hashem lifted us up to a very high place, mehepech al hepech, from one extreme to the other extreme, meaning minun sharei tuma, from almost falling into the 50th level of tuma, lenun sharei kedusha, bouncing all the way up to the 50th level of kedusha. To matzah, to of sod. Ki matzah hu bechinas das elyoin. Because matzah represents a very high level of das, bechinas shar hanun, like the 50th level. Kenira me'amayim ranal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there, as you see over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. The question was asked that in another place in the Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal seems to say that the problem with chametz is filled with ruach. There, Rav Nosson Zal explains that one of the greatnesses of bread is that bread has all dalet yesoides in it, all four basic elements of creation. Esh, ruach, mayim, and ofar. Ofar, dust, is the flour. The flour is like ofar. Mayim, the flour is kneaded with water. Esh, it's put into the tanner oven. And ruach, the air. When we allow the dough to rise, that's the ruach that allows it to rise. And Rav Nosson Zal explains over there that the reason why chametz is forbidden on Pesach is because we didn't get, the Torah is called Ruach HaChaim. The Torah is called Holy Ruach. And when we don't have the Torah, we have the opposite of that, which is Gas Ruach, which is Gaiva, which is a Ruach of Tumah. There's Ruach HaKodesh and there's Ruach HaTumah, many places. And he says, therefore, until we receive the Torah, which is the source of Ruach HaChaim, chametz is off limits. Because there the ruach is a trefer. At that point in time, the ruach is no good ruach, chas v'shalom. But again, it's the outside. Inside, there's a holiness. Inside, when you mix flour and water, dogon, there's das. The outside, this ruach, blows it up to have the attachment of the sitra achra, the sitra de moisa. If that's an external item, the pnimius is holiness, the chitzonius is a sitra achra. Sitra achra is always referred to as chitzonim, the outside. Chutz loretz. Eretz Yisrael is kedusha, the rest of the world is chutz, outside.
Also, the water, before Rabbi said, was connected chesed, we mix.
Usually, water is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as meme hachesed, as chesed or das. Ki mola ha'oretz deyos Hashem, kamayim layam mechasin. Eish is din, eish is gvura. Eish, the word Hashem's name Elokim, when you write it out, b'milui, it's bigematria eish. So eish is din, gvurois, usually, and mayim is usually chesed, chasodim. While we're on the topic, just every word has chidushim. The word mayim represents das. How? The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us the middle letter is a yud. Yud is chachma. The yud of yud kevavke is chachma. The outer letters are two mems. Mem is bina. Because it says in Pirkei Avos, ben arboim lebina. So mayim is chachma and bina. Just like we showed matzah is av and sug. Every word, every letter in the Torah has these secrets in it that show what it's the pnimius, what it's really all about. Paragraph Beis, v'alkein, and therefore, kisheroitzim lechoy lechem, when a Jew wants to eat bread, hanal, which we spoke about, this type of bread, on which you're going to make hamoitzi, tzrichin netilas yodayim. You must wash your hands with water, kidei lezakech uletaher es hayodayim, alidei meimei hachesed, in order to purify your hands through these waters of kindness, shehin bechinas das, which also represent das, kidei shenuchal losei soisom, so that we'll have the ability to lift up the bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, ki eso el shomayim yodi, I will lift up my hands heavenward. V'alkein tzorech lahagbia es yodov, and this is why right after the person washes the hands with the water, you're supposed to lift up your hands towards Hashem, kidei liskoi salidei ze lelechem min hashamayim, to show that I'm about to eat divine bread, b'chinas das, b'chinas machloikis l'shem shamayim, I want my bread to be on that level. She'i'ef she'er liskoi slozeh, ki'im alidei tahara soyadayim, whereby a Jew cannot be zoiche to this das unless we first purify our hands. V'alkein tzrichim laharher b'tshuva koidem o'achila. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh says a person is supposed to think thoughts of tshuva before we sit down to have a meal. Zeh b'chinas anocha. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in chapter 56 about the concept of anocha. A person taking a deep sigh. Anocha means when a person takes a deep breath in and lets it out slowly. Oh, that's called anocha. Shalidei zeh zoichin letaher as hayadayim. That also plays an important role in the purification of the hands, k'moy shemavur sham, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh sham Rabbi Senuzal, and this is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, shemipnei shehayodayim askoniyos, because of the fact that our hands are busy, our hands are moving around all the time, srichin etila. That's why they require purification, they require washing, because it's very likely that the hands touched a place that made them tameh, and therefore you want to purify them before eating bread. Kichein nizbayar gamkein shom. Because again, Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran chapter 56, the same thing. Shemachmas shahayodayim askoniyos, because of the fact that the hands are most involved in gashmius, in oilam hazeh. We know that creation is with the hands, building, moving, everything is, the hands are the most active part of the body in a sense. The first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim v'ha'aretz, has 28 letters, which is 2 times yad. The whole creation took place kavyocho through hands. Al kein nizgaber shom ho'atzvus ruach beyoser. That's why the sitra achra, the depression, the negative ruach tries to attach itself, especially to the hands. Bechinas itzvoin yodayim, as we find the pasuk in the Torah, where it connects atzvos, depression, with the hands. V'alkein tzrichin lezakech uletaheroisim. And this is why the hands require purification. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu kishe'enoi oichel biyodov, even if the person is not going to be using their hands in the eating, sorach netilas yodayim, they're still required to wash the hands beforehand. Ulehepech, whereas in the opposite case, hamachil, somebody is going to be feeding them, putting the bread into their mouth, still the one who's eating must have their hands washed. The one who's feeding them doesn't have to wash their hands, as far as the halacha is concerned here. Ki ho'ikar tolui b'ho'oichel dafka. Because the main issue here is the one who's eating the bread. Shehu tzorech l'tayer es ha'yodayim. That person has to purify their hands. Kidei lizkoiz sheyia achlosoi b'b'chinas das. So that their eating should be with holiness. Should be an aspect of das. B'chinas lechem in ha'shamayim. Heavenly food. V'alkein tzorech dafka kli machzik revius. And this is why when you're washing your hands for bread, you're supposed to use a vessel that can hold at least a revius of water, which means, let's say, lechumra, we would say at least 5 ounces of water. That's being machmir. Again, the Gemara says that a person should use more, that a person should wash their hands with a big cup of water. Val yedei mayim dafka, and it must be water specifically. Ki kli machzik revius, ubechinas malchus, because a vessel that can hold a revius halug, a quarter of a lug of water, that keli represents malchus, because we know malchus is represented by the letter dalet. Dalet means dalus, poverty, poor, like the malchus, which we said has no light of its own. Shehu bechinas hakli, and malchus is always referred to as a vessel which receives and contains all the light. V'hu b'chinas dalid, the malchus is represented by the letter dalid, shehu b'chinas revius, which is the term revius, a quarter. U'kishenes malis imeme hachasodim. So now when we take this keli that can hold at least a revius of water, and we fill it with water, meme hachasodim, shehin b'chinas das, which represents das, shehu b'chinas hey, which we said is represented in our context by the letter hey, the hey hayadia, oz nasis mehadalid hey. Then we're converting the dalid to a hey. Bechinas revius hahin, as it says in the Chumash, when it speaks about certain karbonis, that we use a quarter of a hin of oil in a certain korb mincha. K'may shekosav rabbeinu b'mokam acher, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this concept in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran. we'll pause over here, we'll stop over here actually, but just to clarify this point, the Malchus is referred to sometimes by the letter Dalet and sometimes by the letter He. When the Malchus is in a state of poverty, when it's in a lower state, it's referred to by the letter Dalet. When the Malchus achieves its Shleimus, it's referred to as the letter He. What's the difference between a Dalet and a He? That small leg of the He, which is like the letter Yud, which represents Chochmah. When we inject Chochmah into the Malchus, when the Malchus is in a state of poverty, and we inject Chochmah into it, we give it life, we give it long life, etc., etc. This is explained in many places in Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah. So you have Dalet versus He. And over there in Torah Memtes in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal really elaborates on that topic a lot. And one of the proofs that he brings is from the Korban Mincha, where it says over there, Revius Hahin. We're trying to convert the Revius, the Dalet, into Hahin, into Hayes. Convert the Dalets into Hayes. That's our whole tip in this world. Our mission is to be mashlem the Malchus of Hashem, to complete and elevate the kingdom of Hashem. The coronation of Hashem's kingdom takes place on Rosh Hashanah. The day when this is done in the highest level is Rosh Hashanah, which is when we're trying to get the Malchus to a level of Shleimus, to a certain level of Shleimus. Actually, that process begins on Rosh Hashanah. It continues through Aseres Yimei Tshuva and reaches a certain peak on Yom Kippur, the Keser, and then continues to go even still higher on Sukkos, which is called Zman Simchasenu, and Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. But again, there's levels and levels and levels of Shleimus. So there's a certain level of Shleimus that's achieved on Rosh Hashanah. Just a quick update on what's going on here. There's a trickle of people that are arriving not in Uman, but in Ukraine, in Kiev and other places, and they're still being blocked. The Iron Curtain is down, and the Ukrainians are still not allowing people to get to Uman, unfortunately. We hope that all the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael will bring all the solutions that Klal Yisrael needs, that those who want to get to Uman should be able to get to Uman. Those that need a refuah, those that need parnasa, those that need any kind of yeshua, will have all of the yeshuas that we need, especially the final yeshua, the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.